Hello, my audioboo friends. It is February 9th. It is 5 minutes after 5 o'clock in the evening. And it's the end of a rather long day for me. I don't know why it was a long day. I think I'm coming down with something. Maybe a cold or just a bad headache. Anyhow, so it is time for another February Audioboo Challenge question. And this one revolves around social media and background checks. So basically the premise is, or the question is, the topic, is do I at work use social media? Does our company use social media? It does. I can't reveal too much about it, but yes, our company does use social media because we are a sports article retailer. Therefore, absolutely, we have a Facebook page and we use Twitter, and I don't personally use it, but the company, I know the company does. I use it for marketing and for keeping in contact with our customers, and I know the customer service lady actually does use Facebook to connect with customers. So that's the first part. Now, I don't personally use it. The other thing was, hang on, let me see if I can remember now. Background checks for people, for say prospective employees, and discussing that about social media and should companies use Facebook profiles and Twitter profiles and so forth to do background checks for people. And I would say, why not? It is another avenue by which a prospective employer could get information on what a person is like, what their opinions are, and especially will they fit well with the culture of the company. That is, I think that's important in this day and age. For two things, employee retention. So you want to have employees that are going to work with your company. And that's not the, you know, unfortunately, that means that if, let's say you have a Twitter profile or a Facebook profile, that, now Facebook, see, Facebook, if you know how to set up the security profiles, you can basically lock people out. They don't really see anything. It's not like LinkedIn where you know that employers are going to go. Facebook, if people are not your friends, immediate friends, you can lock out all that information. So they won't see pictures of yourself at a party wearing a lampshade on your head. Or pictures of yourself getting drunk down in the Caribbean and you know, making a fool out of yourself. That kind of thing, right? Very... what do they call that? Compromising photographs or compromising things that you say, situations. However, Twitter, I think Instagram, I'm trying to think of all the social, the various social networks. Many of them are completely open. Twitter, I believe, is completely open. So even if somebody's not following you and you're not following them, other than direct messages on Twitter. Otherwise, your tweets, your Twitter threads are completely open for anybody to see. And that could be pose a problem if you, for instance, use, let's say, vulgar language or have very opinionated things to say. You know, that they may come back and haunt you. I think that's rather important. I know several people that post things that are, they're not necessarily wrong, they're not necessarily bad, but again, you're putting yourself out there, and if an prospective employer goes and looks you up and finds these things, at best, they'll just ignore it, okay? Or they may question you about it. At worst, they won't even consider you because of your views. So I think it's kind of important in this day and age. You want to put yourself out there. And this is kind of tricky because it's a two-edged sword. You want to be true to yourself, and you want to be true as a person and have integrity. And if being true means that you're going to put out into the world and into society what you deem is you, regardless of who's going to read it. If you say, no, this is how I feel about things, and a prospective employer will have to just accept that I'm this way, then that's fine. But if you're thinking, well, you know what, I want my best chances of getting these jobs, and I want to work for, say, a lawyer firm or whatever it may be, right? Well, not that you're a lawyer, but let's just say you're an actuarial accountant or something, right? So something where it's a rather, it's going to be a rather conservative office. Of course, if you're going out to work for an IT company, especially an up-and-coming IT, very trendy, very young, then, okay, you could probably get away with a lot on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and all those things. But if you have a Pinterest account and you're posting, okay, let's just put it, you're posting pornography and somebody comes across your Pinterest account and say, it's for a great job and you're really qualified and it could be sexist on in either way, okay? But let's just say you're a guy and you have a Pinterest account and you're posting all these pictures of scantily clad women striding on top of motorcycles or something weird like that because you kind of like it and you're getting a big kick out of it, and so are your friends. And the HR person looking at your profile, who likes everything else, sees that, and it's a woman, then you might not get the job. So at this point, one would say, well, okay, what do you do? Do you live a lie? No, but you have to understand the consequences of posting certain things on social media. I think that's what I'm getting at, is you don't have to necessarily change, but you have to understand that you have to take into account that what you post will inevitably, at some point, come back to either haunt you or help you. And, you know, it goes the other way, too. If you're expecting to land a job in programming and your name comes up in all sorts of forums on programming and you're answering questions and you're inserting really interesting comments and all these things, hey, that could actually help you get a job. So it's not all bad. I mean, yes, you know, the topic and the question and the way it was worded, but it could go the other way too, and you could post. In fact, even if you have a LinkedIn account, I would suggest if you are a programmer, if you're a technical writer, to post some accomplishments you've done, you know, and some projects that you're working on, if you can, of course. Sometimes you're under a confidentiality agreement, so you can't. But if you can, certainly, by all means, do so. And I guess that's it for my February, I guess this will be number 10 entry in the February audio challenge. Thanks for listening, as always. Have a good one.